If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
In accordance with the commands and teachings of men, these are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, just after I graduated from college, I needed a summer job to supply some resources on the way to seminary. I was used to going home and working in various departments of the company my dad worked for. But in 1975, it seemed no one was hiring, let alone college students, for temporary make-work kind of positions. I was never really sure during those summers whether I actually helped or hurt the department I was in. I knew very little, made oodles of mistakes, but I digress. That summer, with no work at home, I tried to follow a few of my college friends to their home in Massachusetts. Bouncing around a bit, I finally ended up painting houses and then dorm rooms at another college. I thought that painting was easy. I mean, how difficult could it be? I'd slopped some paint on things before, so with the encouragement of another buddy who actually knew more, I took up brush and roller and began slopping paint on these dorm rooms. I was messy, but eventually I got them somewhat scraped from most of the peeling paint, and then painted. I was proud of my job. I had completed more of the job than I thought possible that first day, and then I went home to get rest. The next day, I came back to finish up. But when I walked in, the place looked terrible. The walls and ceiling were filled with big bubbles. I didn't get it. I got my friend to come see, and he recognized it right away. I had painted with latex paint over oil paint. And those of you who know better, that's with no proper prep in between. I had made a mess, and all my work was worthless. Well, sometimes, my friend, people treat God in the same cavalier way. We're going to do it our way, not the way we should, not the way God demands, God encourages. We're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Francesca Botticelli reminds us to keep our eyes on Jesus, strangely dim.
Got all these plans piled up sky high, a thousand dreams on hold, and I don't know why. I got a front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. Sometimes where I stand on this narrow road, is it a raging storm or a valley low? But oh,
In the book of Colossians in the Bible, the Apostle Paul says to the church at Colossae, "If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, which all refer to things destined to perish with the using, in accordance with the commands and teachings of men? These are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence." Then he goes on to say, "If you then have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on the earth." My friend, there's a phrase, even a word in here that I really have missed throughout the years of my study of this passage, and one that really puts everything in focus. That phrase is self-made religion. In the original language, it actually is just one word, and it really emphasizes that it is talking about a self-made, even self-willed religion that is defined by the desires of our human will. In other words, it's homemade. Right about now, you might be saying, "Well, what's wrong with that? Doesn't God want us to express ourselves to Him in an individual and personal way? Besides, all religions have rules and regulations which we just need to make personal, right?" Well, let's look at that. See what Paul says. He points to rules like do not touch, do not taste. And he says they will die because they are human commands. And my friend, when you come to God, there will be things you no longer do, no longer taste, no longer even touch. It may even seem like when you stop some practices that like you are beating your body. In fact, abstaining from things like alcohol or drugs, as tough as that might be, might seem harsh, and yet also might be what God actually wants from you. And quite frankly, there it is. Real worship of God is doing what He wants in the way He wants, and not our will, our making, our homemade. Remember what Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria? It was not about worshiping God in Jerusalem or in Samaria, but in God's way, in spirit and in truth. Remember, too, Cain and Abel. God told them, even showed them both what He wanted in their worship. But Cain was determined that he had a better homemade idea. And so he gave God in his worship what he wanted, what Cain wanted, not what God desired. And you know, that didn't turn out very well, did it? We can be very religious in every way, all the time. And because it's our will, our position, our making, and not what God has told us and shown us through His Word, it is false and worthless. We can even battle all the sins of this world that have affected our lives. And if we are doing it in our way, it is a worthless effort. Only God's design, in the power of Christ's resurrection, will conquer our sin and bring us into true worship. That's why whenever we counter God's word with, "Well, that doesn't make sense to me in this modern time," we need to stop and remember, God is still God, and His word is still God's word, His word. It is very important that our lives and worship of God be personal, that we have a personal relationship with Him. But if we are letting our way, our will, our self-expression get in the way of God's way, it is wrong. Would you like to pray and stop doing religion and do the real relationship with God? Why don't you pray with me now? Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin of doing things my way and not yours. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I turn from my way to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to call me at 877-306-HOME. 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, SundayBreakfastMission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.